Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, we bring you another totally live show as the lockdown continues. In today's show, we've got some great guests, some who'll explain, some might complain, the odd opinion, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au. Of course, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news and its longest-running current affairs and lifestyle program. It is a sometimes eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, sometimes challenging, hopefully informing, and it's all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is that enduring voice of reason, Tass. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca, and it's so refreshing to hear you ad-lib this morning. Off script.
Well, no, I've changed the script.
Well done. It needs a refresh.
Everything, just as we've been doing things the same during COVID, we're actually changing the way we're doing things.
The only permanent thing, Macca, is change.
Is change.
Said who? Right. Alvin Toffler.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Alvin Toffler.
Yeah, there you go. We have Paul on panel. We have Fiona on social media. We're occupying all three studios. Now, today, Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation, is going to join us.
Can I say, I love having conversations with Misha.
You do. We do. We all
do. I mean, he's just such a sensible, honest, earnest person.
And despite that, we like him.
Love him. Yes. Love him.
We're also then following Misha, Wayne Gatt, the Secretary of the Victoria Police Association, on how this is playing out for, well, not playing out, how this is panning out for Victoria Police, how they're dealing with, you know, their role in the community around enforcement, engagement and, you know, keeping...
We want to hear what it's like
on the
from
front
a policeman's perspective,
yeah,
or a police person's perspective.
And remember, the police association, it's 96 or 97% of police officers are members, and it's not compulsory. So he represents, I think, probably about 18,000 police officers, Tass.
There you go.
Then we're going to speak with Nick Rees. Now, Nick Rees, as some of you know, is a Melbourne City councillor. He also does... from time to time on Sky News, but he's coming on Joy because he actually wants an audience as opposed to a whole lot of, you know, people that are watching it and are too stupid to change the channel.
And we're going to talk about US politics and Trump, and that's his area of specialty, actually, Maker.
It is, so and he's going to be joining us on a regular basis in the run-up to the US election on November 20th.
Mm.
There you go. Then Rhea Dillon. Now, Rhea Dillon's a lawyer, and we were speaking with Rhea last week, and we had
on a very bad line, Macca.
We could not hit what she was saying.
Do that again.
God,
you're informed this morning.
And about,
watch it, listeners.
That's right, be careful. Sexual harassment in the workplace, and particularly in the legal workplace. And is this an impediment to people, and particularly females, joining the legal workforce and choosing it as a career. And it was it started off as a really good discussion, and we just couldn't get into it, but we couldn't hear what she was saying. There you go. Did it again.
And we're going to finish off with Spiro Economopoulos from MQFF Macca.
Yes, which is about
It's going online.
It's going online, and, you know, the impact COVID has had on them. So all that...
and more.
...comes up. Saturday Magazine is live and kicking. So there you go.
So how's your week, Macca? What was your highlight?
Highlight. My highlight was actually being stopped by the police.
Oh.
At a road... not a road...
is that because you like a person in uniform or something?
It could be. It could be.
Getting a bad picture.
But the interesting thing was, you know, Victoria Police are using a lot of the number plate recognition technology.
Mm.
Some people might have seen in the past, I certainly have, the sheriff driving around the car parks of large shopping centres with their number plate detection, and then every now and then they stop and put a clamp on a car because someone's got a whole lot of unpaid fines.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've seen it. At the DPO out in Essendon, I've seen it happen a few times.
The DPO in Essendon?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing there?
Well, there's a supermarket there.
Oh, dear me.
Well, you know. Anyway, so they must have had number plate recognition going, and this was a really interesting experience. So I was waved in, you know, into the lane on the side and pulled up to this police officer, and it was afternoon, that's right. It was actually after I'd been working in here and at Joy, and he said, "Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy, how are you?" And I said, "I'm good, thank you." Now, I wasn't surprised that he knew who I was because obviously they'd done the number plate recognition. And then he said...
See, they never say that to me, Macca. They say, hello, Mr. Hello.
Yeah, they go, "What's your name?"
Because they'd take one look at my name and just freak out.
Well, it's not that hard.
No, it's not. It's phonetic, actually.
Yeah. So he then said, "Can you confirm your address for me, please?" So I did, and he's got his little iPad or whatever, and he said, "Oh, and where have you been, where are you going?" And I said, "Look, I've been at work, you know, in at the city," and I showed him my little... media pass, and I said, "I'm on my way home." And he said, "Oh, and what street are you going to?" I told him, which was the street where my car's registered to, obviously. And he smiled and he said, "And of course you haven't been doing anything illegal, have you?" And I said, "Of course not."
What was he implying?
I don't know. And he said, "Well, look, that's all good. You know, you can...
Macca, we've got a comment here from one of our listeners who asks, why are we in the studio with Stage 3 restrictions?
Because the Stage 3 restrictions do allow, if it's necessary, for you to go out to go to work. And we made a decision at Joy that a number of programs that needed to be reactive, in some cases, to what is happening...
And most people wouldn't know this, Macca, but we're actually in separate studios.
Yeah, so
I'm looking at you through a doubly insulated thick glass wall.
Yes.
And I can see Fiona in Studio 1, you're in Studio 2, I'm in Studio 3, and Paul's here on the other side.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are actually keeping a lot of physical distance. We're also observing hygiene practices coming in. While we're in the studio and going out, we have little Connies over our microphones, which actually look a little bit like pantyhose.
That's right.
Is it pantyhose material?
We're dressing our microphones up for a drag show.
Yeah, it is a bit. And then we have to, you know, wipe up, wipe down, sanitize our hands, do all that sort of stuff.
So that's why we're in here, Melina. We made a decision that a number of shows that needed to be reactive... that to be in the studio and to have access to all the resources that we needed. So that's why we're in here.
And anyway, Macca, both you and I are coming into the studio with masks.
Yes.
I have a supply of personal masks in my pocket that I can pull out and wear as I need to, as do you.
Not a GIMP mask, I might add, but...
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.